Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Do you want to do dart here? Do you want to do some basketball? Or you want to just get back to the calls and continue the baseball conversation?
You know, let's keep rolling with the baseball. We're going to have to be very judicious here in how we split up our time because... Couple of things I want to get off my chest from the Knicks last night. That was a wretched watch. I watched the whole game.
Dude.
That was rough. Yeah. Rough. And definitely got to get into some darts. So let's go baseball a little bit more. We'll get to the other stuff.
All right. And we started the show talking about just the free agent pursuit from both the Mets and Yankee perspective. Obviously, we know each team needs more. And in some cases, each team needs a common player like Cody Bellinger. The reports out there, the both teams are showing interest in Devin Williams. Mets seemingly a little bit more interest in Devin Williams, with the Yankees interested in a reunion. Union and just the offseason overall, you know, Mets trying to trade potentially everybody. They're open for business. Yankees, the only move so far, bringing Trent Grisham back. Joey Clams is in Brooklyn. What's up, Joey Clams?
Hey, like Uncle Junior says, next time you come, come heavy. You don't come at all.
I love that line. I'm due for a rewatch. Boy, Sopranos rewatch.
Joey, I got a question for you. Joey, hold on. Did you have the makings of a varsity athlete or no?
100%. I played ice hockey for Carnival High School in Staten Island. Came in second in the state in 1982.
I got you. All right, not a boy.
Yeah, well, he don't. What do you call it? The Yankees, after judging the two spot, who's your righty bats? You got no righty sticks except for Stanton, who's going to be a part time player, 60 to 80 games.
Yeah.
You need a righty stick either at first, third, or short.
It's a big problem.
What's going on?
Caballero, maybe
Bellinger. Bellinger's not going to help you now.
No, maybe you bring back. No, they need Bellinger, but no, they got to get more balance. Maybe you bring back Rosario. Obviously, Caballero's going to get a first shot at shortstop, with Volpe down. I'm just saying. I mean, no, I'm kind of agreeing with you. They went from predominantly right-handed, which was a massive problem in that stadium, to left-handed, which is also a problem. So it's a problem.
Well, BT, that was Cashman when he decided that he was changing the game of baseball when he said lefties were going to be outlawed in baseball, and he went with the whole righty team, and in the playoffs they struck out 14, 15 times a game.
Yep.
And you know what, Alphonse? The polar bear looks good right now in the Yankee uniform, bouncing out that lineup.
Now, why don't, and thanks for the call, Joey Clemens. Always good stuff with you. Now, the Yankees, it has been reported that the Yankees have no interest in Pete Alonso, okay? But let's just, I mean, we're doing sports talk. We're not reporting anything. Let's just have the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
If you need right-handed power, and which they do.
Yes.
And for me, I would look to move on from Giancarlo. We talked about that a million times. You could replace that power with Pete. You don't have a first baseman. He would be essentially replacing Goldschmidt, who didn't give you much. I know Pete's not a good defender, which is in part why you don't want him. But you're telling me the Yankees wouldn't be built better, let's say, if they trade for Kwan and sign Pete Alonso. Look at that lineup. And there's some balance there.
I'd rather get Bregman at third and kind of roll the dice at first base with Rice, who I think will hit for a higher average than Pete. Never going
to
be that.
You're
going
to have to get another option at first base anyway. It can't just be Ben Rice.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't know who that's going to be. Like, think of like a Lyle Overbay type from back in the day or Doug Minkiewicz. I'm with you. Yeah. Somebody who could just pick it and maybe play once a week, preferably a righty, so you have a little versatility. Yankees also need a righty catcher to back up Wells. Listen, everything that I say about Pete pertaining to the Mets, it applies to the Yankees. Now, and think about this. You've always talked about the abundance of Yankee power, which is the one thing that they have.
Right.
So if they had an absence of power, which they don't, then maybe I would be a little bit more open to it, but that's the one thing they've got in spades is power. But, so why don't I want to bring in a guy who's going to be a liability at first base?
Great question. Because I would be looking to move some of the power, like Jazz and his 30-plus home runs. Move on from him. Give me a guy like Clement with Toronto. Again, not him specifically, but somebody like that that's not going to hit with power, but's going to put the bat on the ball and give me good defense at second base. Move on from Giancarlo, who plays half the season, and even when he does play, he's a strikeout machine, can't run the bases. You're already, to me, the power is a wash at worst from Giancarlo to Pete.
Mm-hmm.
Pete plays every single day and is more flexible than Giancarlo because he can run the bases and he can play first base. So I know the Yankees aren't going to do it, but to me, their team would be built better if they traded Jazz, let's say, for something else, got a contact hitter to play second base, moved on from Giancarlo, gives them more flexibility, signed Pete to replace the power. He could play some DH, play a little first, just mm-hmm. more flexible there, and you're building the team in a different way. You have Kwan in left field as the leadoff hitter. That's what I'm thinking. I'm not just saying bring Pete in, add him to what you have right now. No, I'm talking about a restructuring.
That's not a restructuring. Well, that's an overhaul. I mean, you're asking, which I'm okay with.
Well, trading Jazz and Stanton to me is not an overhaul.
Stanton, first of all, philosophically, for some, they still love Stanton. Number two, you're going to have to get somebody to take him knowing he's going to miss 50 games. Number three, he's got to consent to the trade.
You know, why do they love Stanton, though, and hate Pete?
The Yankees?
Yeah.
I don't think the Yankees, Pete. I think the Yankees are actually more open to Pete than I am.
I don't believe
they're
that.
They were open to him last year.
I don't believe that they are, based on reports or stuff that I've heard. I get confused sometimes.
They were kicking
sometimes.
The tires last year. Remember when that came up?
I know. I mean, maybe there's some.
Maybe just because they get back in with Soto, who knows?
I think, put it this way, I think there were some in the organization who wanted Pete. The majority did not.
Maybe.
Another year, I don't think that I think that the message has gone through that they don't want Pete. My question would be, you're right, they seem to love Giancarlo Stanton. I know he's been a great guy.
Yeah, great leader. Okay. He's probably their best leader outside of Judge.
Love that. Understood. But they have Judge, who's a leader and a captain.
Yep.
Giancarlo does not play the outfield. Doesn't play, period. But then even when he does play, can't play the outfield, can't run the bases.
Yeah.
So he's a one-trick pony, which, okay, fine. But if I tell you, if you like that, I could give you somebody that could hit for power just as much as Giancarlo, but also at least play first base and plays every day. You have his bat in the lineup every single day with Pete Alonso.
I would do that in a heartbeat. See, when we talk about Pete Alonso to the Yankees in this fictitious, wacky world that which is fun to jump into on occasion, I evaluate it as the things that the Yankees have been either reluctant to move on from or unable to move on from, like a Stanton, remaining the same, and then just adding Pete, which means now I got Pete.
That I would never do.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I get it. But don't you think the bigger issue with the Yankees is that all these pieces in place, it seems like they're not going anywhere? Like, it's not just add on top or bring Bellinger back. Okay, now what? Now what are you going to do? Bellinger back, Grisham back. So how are you getting better? The only way to do that is to change some of the pieces that you already have in place. It can't just be, well, they need a shortstop because Volpe's done. No, you actually have to look at the team with a creative thought process and say, all right, well, we know Judge isn't going anywhere, nor do we want him. We need Bellinger back. We could live with one of the two young guys with Spencer Jones or Dominguez. What are you going to do at third base? What are you going to do at first base? What are you going to do at DH? You can't have Stanton, Rice, and again, Dominguez.
Need to rest Judge once in a while, DH.
I understand. That's what I'm saying. So keep it open. So why not then you could get Judge and Pete's bat in the lineup at the same time because Pete could actually play first base.
I don't want to play first. Wait. You don't want Pete playing first base for the Mets. You want him to DH. I don't want to play first base for the Yankees.
I'm saying in a scenario where you want to get Judge off his feet.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like Pete doesn't need to be the primary first baseman, but who's the Yankees' first baseman?
Ben Rice.
And Ben Rice sucks defensively, too.
Yeah, I'll tell you, him picking balls is frightening. He is actually awful at that. I got a question.
Yeah.
And I think that this, only because you've always said you don't care about this stuff, so I think Pete, with all due respect, is better equipped to answer this. Hoff. But I want you to chime in, too, obviously, Sal. So when Soto goes to the Mets last year, mm-hmm. I want to just play on the emotion for a moment. I was very open. I'm like, I hope he bombs. I knew he eventually would become Juan Soto. I mean, that was a given. But when he was scuffling, hitting whatever he was, 210 to start the year, runners in scoring position, I was taking great pleasure. I didn't hide that. I also said he's going to mash very soon, and he pretty much did with 40 home runs and basically 40 steals, and he was very good. So, you know where I stood on Soto? I was not connected to Soto. It was 1 year. He was amazing. I moved on emotionlessly, if that makes sense. You guys, if Pete went to the Yankees, that is a different emotional disconnect, if you could even get yourself to disconnect right away.
Yeah,
how does that happen for the Met
fans? I think Met fans would be distraught. Now, Hoff, you love Alonso, but Met fans, I mean, that's a layup.
I'd be furious, but not at the Yankees and not at Pete Alonso. I'd be furious at the Mets.
Okay, so Pete hits a three-run homer against the Red Sox Sunday Night Baseball. Over the monster, wearing the Yankees gray.
Yeah, what do you think is going to... You know the answer?
I don't know the answer.
My social media will be David Stearns is an ass clown.
Is that after you punch him like you said you were going to do last week?
That was fictitious. I wasn't actually going to do that.
An ass clown. That's even worse. I think I'd rather be punched than called an ass clown.
Met fans would be... First of all, God. Met fans are going to be upset if Alonso...
If he leaves, period.
Yeah, and to go to the Yankees, of course it would
be... Well, I mean, do some root for him. It's not about how they feel about Pete.
No.
That's going to happen. But would they... Where does the line get drawn? Would they root... They love Pete, whether he's with the Mets, whether he's with the Angels, or whether he's with the Yankees. But the hatred, by most of you, for the Yankees, I would think, would eventually usurp the affection for Pete. And I'm just trying to get a sense of what that balance would be.
There is not... Here's what I could say from my perspective. There is not a player alive that has passed on that put a Met uniform on that I would ever root for as a member of the New York Yankees.
Maybe
if I were personal friends with somebody, different story.
Yeah.
But just from a fan's perspective, like Piazza's one of my all-time favorites.
What about Ordóñez? He was your boy.
Loved Ordóñez.
Nope.
If I don't care.
I actually would have loved to see him in the Yankee uniform.
Yeah, I know.
Right. I mean, it's 220. Actually, he wasn't as bad a hitter. Now Ray Ordóñez might be leading the league in batting average. But there's not a player alive. Piazza probably the one that as my diehard fandom. I mean, pick an 86 Met, Straw, Doc. We saw it with those guys.
Yeah.
Won't you see that?
But you were too young to connect to Doc and Darryl as Mets.
No, I love those guys, but I never rooted for them as Yankees. No way. I hated the Yankees.
I believe you. So, but I also think that you're unique because you don't tap into the sentimentality. Most people, including me, do. So does Hoff a little bit more. So does Evan for sure.
Well, if Don Mattingly left the Yankees to go to the Mets, you're going to root for Mattingly?
Yes.
Or the Red Sox?
Yeah. Well,
you didn't even want to root for him when he was coaching with the Blue Jays. What are you talking about? He's going to win a ring with the Blue Jays. You didn't want to root for him with the Blue Jays.
But it would be different. Seeing him sit there as an older man with the gray beards, a little different than seeing him with the eye black doing that front arm wiggle, you know, with those Converse with his toes pointed and hitting a bullet down the right field line, you know, pesky pole or off the monster in left field at Fenway. I don't know how I would react, quite frankly. I don't know.
Yeah, now, I don't think that this is a total hypothetical fantasy conversation. I don't think there's any chance the Yankees signed Pete Alonso. I don't think they have any interest in him, so Met fans shouldn't have to worry about that. And they have bigger issues to worry about. Forget the Yankees. Met fans are worried about bringing Pete Alonso back, because regardless if he leaves, they're going to be upset. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan. Frank is in Monroe. What's up, Frank?
Hey, boys. What's happening? Hey, Sally, I'm like you. The baseball season never ends for me, and we're in the middle of a pretty good football season.
Oh, yes, great. Jets and the Giants are awesome.
What about Buxton? Do Yankees have enough capital to move people for Buxton?
All right, so now you got Grisham. So what do you throw Grisham over to? So now you're saying forget about Bellinger?
What if somebody wants to
trade for Grisham? Did he drop?
I'm
going to try to finish your thought there. I think where he was going. All right, so Buxton plays center. And so does Grisham. At least on the Yankees, Grisham still does. So if you get Buxton, who I like better than Grisham, obviously, but he's hurt a lot, now you don't have Grisham playing center, which means you probably punt him over to left, which means you don't get Bellinger unless Bellinger's back to play first base. So That's a lot of machinations. The other thing, too, the Yankees' injury history, whether it's Stanton. I mean, Buxton's a good player. He's hurt every year.
It can't be Buxton and Bellinger. It's one or the other.
Yeah. I want Bellinger.
See, for me, Buxton would be, and the reason why I would even bring him up, there were reports that Buxton would maybe be more willing now to maybe be traded.
Whereas yeah, I saw that a couple weeks
last
ago.
Last year at the deadline, he didn't want to be moved.
Mm-hmm.
The Mets don't have a center fielder. They don't have one right now. They're hopeful that Carson Bench could compete to make the roster. That's not a center fielder. Not to me, when you're trying to win a World Series. They don't have a center fielder. It's not Jeff McNeil. It's not Tyrone Taylor. Like, they don't have a center fielder. So that's why they would be or should be all in on acquiring Buxton and also assuming that they can't get Bellinger because Bellinger wants to be back with the Yankees and the Yankees want him. If the Yankees lose Bellinger, different story. But if I'm the Yankees and really if I'm the Mets, I would prefer Bellinger over Buxton.
No question.
I'm just saying that for the Mets, Bellinger is not as realistic, I don't think, as it is for the Yankees. That's all. That's why.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I would think that the Buxton possibility to the Mets is a very real thing. I just want to see. And again, it's same with Dominguez and all these young kids. Maybe Bench is going to be different. I'll leave the door open. What kind of numbers exactly did he put up? I know he shot up the I know he was Bench.
Okay.
I'm just curious. All right, so he hit 302 at high. I know he jumped the system every level last year, which is impressive. So 302 at high A, 317 double A. All right, 178 in triple A, 100 at bats, whatever. OPS obviously very good. Didn't run a ton. Didn't have a lot of home runs. I'm not trying to denigrate the young man. A legitimate question. Like, why is he thought to be some amazing superstar? He's got average power, and he's got average speed.
Nobody's saying superstar.
He's their number one prospect.
Yeah, okay, but he's a good ball player.
I understand he's good, but like
he doesn't need a nickname like the Martian.
I'm not talking about nickname. BT,
I have no idea. You could read the numbers. I don't care about the minor league numbers because we've seen minor league numbers be monstrous and then they come up here and suck. All I'm saying is I don't even love the idea of it. It just seems like he's got skill set that you would like as an all around ball player.
Yeah.
Can run, can field, can hit with a little pop, maybe hit with a little average. He's just a well rounded ball player. Maybe it's not jumping out the way that Spencer Jones' power does,
all right.
Same thing with Jett Williams. And who the hell knows? We've seen these guys, the hyped guys, Volpe, Alvarez, Beatty, Dominguez.
Fernando Martinez, remember him coming up? I thought he was going to be a man.
Of course,
I liked him.
All these guys. Oh, Alex Ochoa.
Oh, God.
Carlos Gomez.
Mike Blowers.
I mean, you're going back 30 years, 30 plus years. But we could go back 2 years. Dominguez literally, his nickname is the Martian. He can't hit from one side of the plate and can't play the field. How does that equate to the Martian? I don't understand.
Maybe Martians only hit lefty.
So much so that I bought into the hype, and I actually thought Dominguez was going to be, based on the small sample size that we saw when he first came up, I thought he was going to be highly productive a year ago.
You're tapping out on the kid too early.
No. I'm not tapping out on him, but okay. he's nothing near. Well, I'd rather take a chance on Dominguez than I would Spencer Jones. Okay, if I'm what position does Jason Dominguez play?
He's going to have to be a left fielder. I've given up hope of them giving him a shot in center. Well, I was straight up told he's never playing center field for them.
He's not a center fielder. Yeah. There's a reason for that.
Well, then why was he a center fielder when he was their number one prospect?
How was he in left? Well, that's why I'm saying, where did he get the nickname from? Is he a good left fielder?
No.
So he doesn't have a position. So already, before we even get into the results or what he could be, can be, he already doesn't even have a position. You see the problem here?
Okay, trust me, I've seen the problem every time he's out there. But I haven't seen enough of the problem to rule him out. Like, I've got a legitimate issue with the Yankees, giving him no runway to figure things out. He's a natural righty. I thought he was a natural lefty. He's a natural righty. Now, like Dominguez, I get it. He ain't playing center, looked pretty sloppy and left. Understood. Those are things we all know. Stole 23 bases, you know, had an OPS, almost 720, was up and down.
720?
No, but some guys...
They were compared to Mickey freaking Mantle.
I wasn't, so I can't take ownership of what those idiots were doing. Well, they're idiots, whoever was doing that.
It's not me versus you. That was the Yankees hype system.
Yeah, but that's always their hype system. Well, I don't buy into that. I stopped buying into that 15 years ago.
And that's my point. So Spencer Jones? Spencer Jones. What's he going to be? 1 year, it's, oh, my God, the next Aaron Judge. Then it's, well, this guy's a bust. Now it's back to, oh, my God, he might be. I don't know. So it pertains also to the Mets. It's the same thing. All these prospects, Bench, who the hell knows? If the Tigers called me and said, yeah, Scooble's available, we need Bench, I'd say, Okay, here you go. Do you need Benj's family members as well? We'll send them along with him, too. What else? You want his pet cat or his doggy? We'll send those as well. I mean, come on. I don't care what they want. So, man, it doesn't mean that Benj is not going to be a good player.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all. So, here's the thing about Dominguez, right? I really thought we'd see more easy power. I was very surprised. I remember he launched a walk-off, I think it was against Kansas City, where he, like the Martian, hit one to the moon.
I'm like tower power.
Yeah, exactly. And I thought we'd see a little bit more of that easy power where he hit some balls, you know, 430, 440. And I don't mean 30 home runs, but just a couple that just went far, like that next level far. Didn't really see that. And here's the thing, though. You know, he did hit 260. He did steal 23 bases. So I thought the power would be more. I thought the defense would be better. There's areas of concern. There's areas of obviously, intrigue here. But I'm not saying he's the player that I thought he would be. I'm just not giving up on him.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
The style of play in today's NBA, to me, is largely unwatchable. Now, let me just preface it by saying the Knicks are very good. They're very talented. We know they're going to be a playoff team, and the expectation is extremely high. Now, I don't have those high hopes that they're going to be better than they were a year ago, all that stuff, Mike Brown, all that we went over. But the regular season, A, just does not mean as much. Every year in the regular season, the biggest talking points are the back-to-back days, players getting maintenance days or whatever they call them, and the style of playing the NBA not being good enough. It's every year, and it's the same thing. I don't feel the urgency last night when I'm watching that game, like, does this game really matter? And the answer is no, it doesn't. It doesn't matter. What matters is the end of the year and what happens in the playoffs. So, okay, the Knicks are banged up. Good to see Brunson back last night. They're not with Anunoby, so whether they win or lose, it's kind of irrelevant. They're going to be a playoff team regardless. And then you watch the style of play, and they're shooting a million threes. They're not making any, and yet they still win. The NBA, to me, the product is just... Playoffs may be a different story, but mm-hmm. the product in the regular season is just not good enough.
It's rough. Those are two very separate things, though. Yeah. The Knicks shot the ball awfully last night, as you said. Now, that's not what they do. That's kind of an anomaly right there. I mean, when you're missing free throws at the rate that they did, including big ones down the stretch, I mean, that's not the Knicks. But your greater point is well-received. I mean... I think if the Knicks were deleted from the NBA map, I don't know that I would ever watch the NBA.
And I loved the NBA growing up. I loved it.
Me too.
It's great to have the Knicks being good again. And the playoffs are a different story. So I don't think that... And now, if the Knicks weren't in it, would I be locked into the playoffs? Maybe not. I mean, I'd be intrigued. I wouldn't be locked in. But how do we get into sports? And by the way, it's not even... The NBA is the most prominent of the leagues that has a regular season that means the least. But we're getting there with the NFL's first 4 weeks or so. We're getting there with baseball, the first half of the season. Right, the first half of the regular season is treated like an exploratory period, which is hard to believe. You know, the NHL is the NHL, so we'll keep them separate for a second. But with the NBA, every year we all know what it's about, to the point where they had to come up with some BS in-season tournament to try to make it more interesting that most fans are like, nobody cares about that either.
If they didn't have a different court, would anybody really care or no?
No. I don't even think with the court people care or no.
Yeah, I hear you. Maybe some of the younger fans do, and I'm not trying to dump on the NBA because I still watch the Knicks. I watched the entire game last night, and it was a rough one. Now, there's certain nights where I miss, you know, a half here, half there, but I'm dialed in, you know, like most of us, to the Knicks every single night. But the general commentary on the league, and really not just the NBA, but also the NFL, and you're right, keep hockey aside. So most of these leagues are playing more, whether it's more playoff rounds, more wild cards, you know, all that stuff. So you play a little more, you practice less. Think about this. You've heard Tiki and Boomer talk about training camp when they were in the NFL versus now it's like a country club, right? So you practice less, and you actually get maintenance days. So it's... You know, it's a conversation that's been common. It's come up quite a bit. I wish I had the solution at this point. I don't, but I'm open to a radical change. If the NBA wanted to slice it to 70, which the union, by the way, would never allow because then they'd have to make less money, but I would be okay with that. I really would.
Well, what about, and again, I'm just thinking off the top of my head. I have no idea. I haven't really given this too much thought, but here's what I do know. From a fan's perspective, I don't feel the urgency night to night, and maybe that's in part because the team, Mike Brown, the head coach, is saying, well, I prefer not to play these guys all these minutes because I want to rest them for the postseason, and it's not just him. It's going around the league. Well, maintenance days. Well, I'm not going to play my top guys because I want to rest them. So if you're not treating this game like it's the most important thing, why should I take my time out to watch this game and treat it like it's the most important thing when I know that the result ultimately doesn't really matter?
Yeah.
Whether the Knicks won or lost last night is not going to matter. Now, if they get into a spot where they have a losing record and it's, well, now they got to start winning some games, that's a different story. But ultimately, the Knicks are going to be good enough to where they're going to get into the playoffs, have one of the better records, and it's going to be about the playoffs. So that's where they're at. And some teams are going to be in that same realm. Other teams are going to be so bad that it doesn't matter because they're not going to be good enough to even make the playoffs or have a chance. But if you go out there on a night-to-night basis and you're telling your fans you're not maximizing or prioritizing winning that game because ultimately it's not the be-all, end-all, then why should I care? So maybe a part of the solution would be to have split it into halves where the first half, not a tournament, but... The first half qualifiers.
Almost then, like with the strike in baseball in 81, right? I think they did something very similar there.
I don't remember. I'm just trying to think of ways
So the first half, it basically has... So there's each half has an urgency.
Correct.
Okay, but what if the Knicks clinch a berth in the first half, then their second half is rendered fairly insignificant?
I don't know.
I appreciate the thought, but
I'm just saying,
I don't know if anything's perfect.
It's probably not, and they're trying a tournament, which is certainly not... The in-season tournament has no impact on anything. It's new thing that maybe you're right. Young kids will get into it one day, and maybe that becomes a thing. I can't imagine how an in-season tournament means You're giving away another trophy for what? Like, the goal is the NBA championship.
I know.
Not some made-up tournament. That's
and the Lakers, did you hear the Lakers hung a banner for winning the...
No.
They did.
I couldn't even tell you who won these things. How many have there
been?
I think the
Lakers did. I think this is like the third one, whatever it might be. I think it's number three, but...
Now,
yep, go ahead.
Where I credit the commissioner is that at least they're trying because they know that there's a problem. So I don't love the idea of the in-season tournament. Can it make it a little more intriguing at times? Sure. And the more we get used to it, maybe... But I at least give them credit for trying because they know that their own regular season just does not mean anything.
Yeah, and they don't adjust the ticket prices. So if the game means less, well, then make sure that's reflected in what the consumer reaches into their pocket to pay for, which, of course, they would never do because they don't care about us. So one thing that I have to be fair to here, again, we all love what we grew up with. We all know that. However, when we were watching our Knicks, and boy, did we love them in the 90s, right? And when the fouls and the Oaks and the defense and the no layups and the Pat Rileys, everything that we know about the Knicks, right? It was ugly. I remember that one game the Knicks scored like 60-something points at Market Square Arena in a playoff game against the Pacers.
Yeah.
Like, it was a rough watch. So while we were sitting there every possession like it's a 15-round heavyweight fight, the fans who weren't Knicks fans were in the play. They're like, this is gross.
Yeah, but here's why I disagree with that. Yes, aesthetically, not scoring a lot of points may be a tougher watch. The reason why I loved it is because there was a competitive battle every possession. It mattered. They cared. I'm not just talking about the postseason, regular season. They cared. They put energy and effort into it. They wanted to win. They prioritized winning every single night. That's why it made it entertaining for me, even though the aesthetics of a 80-point game
is
not the same as scoring 130.
I respect that. I do. But I don't know that everybody felt that
way.
I don't think most people didn't.
Don't we want to just watch competition at the end of the day? Whether it's sumo wrestling or the NFL. New sponsor.
Company guy.
Or the baseball. Like, you want to see competition. When it's why to me I get into the refs who are compromised or the players. If you're compromising the integrity of the sport, we have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And by resting players, you're also compromising the integrity of any given game.
Yes, but one of the again, this is just to be all inclusive to the conversation. One of the reasons why there's been a barrage of ankle and calf and Achilles injuries, like, and this is documented. And I don't dive into this like I dive into Baseball Savant, admittedly. But I've taken a look, and it is interesting, and it is real. Like, the amount of miles that they track, you track that an NBA player actually runs through the course of a 48-minute game is significantly more than it used to be, all right?
And good point.
And you're also playing with more purpose and more pace. So not only are you literally running more because there's more possessions, which means you got to get up and down the court more, but the spacing and the athleticism of the game is so much faster that the sheer volume of miles that you're running is at a very high rate. And that is stress on the joints and stress on the tendons and all that stuff. So I don't know that there's a perfect world anymore. In the 90s, and the early 2000s, they averaged 96 points a game and everybody complained, right? In the 2010s, it was up to about 102, and now we're up to about 113 on the average points per game per team now in the modern NBA. Well, you tell me aesthetically which is more appealing. All right, I loved where if you go to the rim, your ass is on the floor or you just are a legitimate scorer and you're yoking it down on Ewing or like whatever and you earned it. Of course, I prefer that. But there has never been so many skilled players ever. Everybody can handle. Everybody could shoot. Everybody could run. There's no stiffs. There's no slobs like that had five fouls and these slow, useless non-athletes. Those guys are gone. Everybody could pass.
I'm fine with saying that. I could get used to the new version of the game. I'm not fine with the competition not being 100% every single night. And it's just not in the regular season for a variety of reasons that we've gone over. Rest, maintenance, the record not meaning as much. Home court not meaning as much, teams not caring, teams not prioritizing that. So my bigger issue, aside from I hate watching teams just come down and chuck threes. I can't stand it. To me, that's not good basketball.
That's the game.
I know, but I'm
with you.
I don't like that. Even though the Knicks are generally good at that,
yeah,
I just don't like it. Okay, great. The Knicks shoot 43s. When they hit the majority of them, guess what? They're going to win. When they miss them, most likely they're going to lose. I know that didn't happen the last time, but you get the point. But as long as there's great competition night in, night out, I can open my mind up to what is the new style of play and be like, okay, well, this is fun. They're scoring a lot of points. They're great athletes. Now, to your point, I need competition at the highest of levels. teams trying to win and prioritize winning every single night. And I just don't think we get that from both sides every night.
One more issue. I know we're running late here. And I don't know how the NBA could fix this. It's inherently an issue for them, and it's less of an issue. Well, it happens in hockey, but I think they're more prepared. You'll see where I'm going. It almost never happens in baseball, and it never happens in football. In the NBA, you get drafted first, second, third, sixth, eighth, ninth, 12th, now based on what you're projected to be when you're a grown man, which means you enter the NBA at the age of 18 and you're raw. Even if you went to Duke for a year, like Cooper Flagg or the kids at Rutgers who were raw, you know, but it's ridiculous. I mean, Rutgers had two top 10 picks. They did nothing last year. So you're getting a rawness and just a lack of polish from these young kids who were drafted. And when you're drafted that early, guess what? You're playing 25, 28, 32, 35 minutes a night immediately. So right away, the efficiency is going to take a dent. When was the last time you saw a 19-year-old quarterback in the NFL? You never will. Or a 19-year-old linebacker. Now, in hockey, is different because the junior circuit starts earlier than any other sport. And you'll get the kid like Griffey, kid, you know, a couple of outliers in baseball coming up, 19-year-old phenom, Doc, etc. Those are few and far between. So unless they go back the NBA, and they won't, where you know you got to spend a couple of years in college, I think you're getting very raw and very unfinished products who are going to play a lot on a night-to-night basis.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
one high-ranking exec on the Tiger strategy regarding Scooble. Quote, they could wait and be pretty confident they'll get as much in a trade return at the deadline next summer as they would now, assuming there's no injury. He's got that kind of impact. However, the great X factor is that the equation of winning the American League Central, which is obviously very doable. So if the Tigers were in first or within 3 to 5 games of first next July, how could you justify trading your ace in a pennant race? Whereas if the Tigers intend to move him now, it would obviously be better timing. So it's, I guess it's the essence of timing and the ability to maximize the value of the trade now versus midseason, which I think is idiotic. If they think they're getting what they're, whatever they think they're going to get, like tonight or tomorrow or next week, it's not going to be what they're going to get midseason.
There's no chance. No. I'm not knocking Buster's report there or his post on X or whatever it was.
Not at all.
I'm knocking. The idea of that is just complete. It is assuming he doesn't get hurt. Well, guess what? That factors in. That's a big part of the equation. You can't assume he's not going to get hurt. Pitchers dropping like flies. His value, Tarik Skubal, if the Tigers don't know this, they are just beyond morons. His value will never be as good as it is right now. The longer it goes, not only do you risk injury, also the less he's under control. If I'm looking at it from David Stearns or Steve Cohen's perspective, for example, and I could have Tarik Skubal to start my season and be my opening day starter and be here all year long, that's more valuable to me than at the deadline where I get him for a 2-month rental. It's common sense. Now, I'm not saying that they have to trade him, but the idea of thinking that you would get the same value in season is asinine.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine these people, how much money they're making, these morons in the front office that think that this is a good idea.
Yeah.
Whoever said that actually should be fired. That's how stupid that is. If I'm the owner and I see this kid, like if I'm the owner of the Tigers and I'm like, wait a second, Buster only's reporting that somebody in our organization thinks that we could get the same value at the deadline than we could right now? This guy's an idiot. Who said that? He should be fired. Like, that's actually how stupid, assuming he doesn't get hurt. Yeah, it's a big part of the factor, you moron.
Now look at where we are now, even though he'll be ready, you know, probably first week of May. But go back to last November. I mean, Gerrit Cole wasn't hurt.
Yeah.
And Gerrit Cole missed the entire season.
And you factor in even if, forget the
and
injury.
And he's not alone, Alcantara. Yeah.
Everybody
had Tommy
gets hurt.
John.
Forget about even the injury aspect of it, just the idea of control. If you're the Yankees or the Mets or whoever, and you want Tarik Skubal, wouldn't you want him for the full season?
Oh,
and
God, yeah.
And you're thinking that, hey, it's anything else in life, too. If you're buying a full meal, you're going to pay a certain price. If you're buying a half meal, it's going to be a lot cheaper. I mean, go to Jersey Mike's. You get the large, and usually that's
love
what I
Jersey
do.
Mike's.
Yeah, you get the. It's a little bit more money for the large, but you could get a smaller size, and it's a little bit less money.
What do you get at Jersey Mike's? Do you go a little oil vinegar, a little provolone? What do you get? A little pickles.
You know what I like from there is the tuna. Actually,
you know what's funny? I've had that. It's been years since I've had that. It actually is pretty good. I never get that anymore, but I actually agree. It's pretty good.
And then there's it is underrated. It's so the tuna, and then there's another one. I forget what it's called, but it's more of an Italian one. It has like
the Italian combo, like the gabagol.
Something
like the roast beef.
I don't know about the gabagool.
No, it does.
Like this, no, I'm saying I don't know if the one that I get has that. You know, a little salami.
All the different meats. That's where the provolone comes in.
It's lunchtime. Where's the Jersey Mike's? BT and Sal, the Fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. Jeff is in Las Vegas. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Hey, what's up, Jeff?
Real quick, I go off the menu at Jersey Mike's. I get a cheesesteak, California style, with tomatoes, lettuce, and onion.
I've had a cheesesteak, not the other stuff. Really, you can't go wrong at Jersey Mike's. Jersey Mike's is money.
I didn't know you could go off the menu. That's a bold move, Jeff. I like it.
Absolutely. Speaking of bold moves, I got a bold Met move. Trade a bag of balls to Colorado, take back Chris Bryant's contract, and we get Tovar, their Gold Glove shortstop, and Doyle, the Gold Glove center fielder.
Chris Bryant's
contract. No, I like it. I love that. Look at you, Jeff. You go off the menu at Jersey Mike's, and now you're going off the menu as far as the Mets and Rockies go. I like it. So just the thought process alone. I'm not watching the Rockies a ton.
No, except when they play the Mets or the Yankees.
But I like the idea of saying, we'll take on your crappy, hideous contract that nobody else in the sport would.
Because we have the means to do it, and we'll help you out, and then we'll take you through your two best players.
Yeah! Yeah, sign me up.
That's what you should do.
That's exactly right.
Now, just to be buttoned up here, do you know what remains for Chris Bryant?
I'm afraid to ask.
Well, it's actually not horrendous. I mean, it's not good considering where he is as a player. But so he's got $27 million this year, then $27 million the next year, and then 27 the next year.
So,
and that's it.
So three years,
three more years at almost $30 million a pop. A little less than 90.
I mean, that's actually not bad. Now, maybe there's a, is there a Nimmo in there as well?
Well, that's where I thought he was going to go, actually. Yeah, I mean, maybe. And let's, boy, Chris Bryant.
He said Doyle, Brenton Doyle for center field.
And the second baseman, right?
Tovar.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
He's good.
I thought he said shortstop.
Did he say, oh, he did say shortstop.
He is
you're
a
right.
shortstop, shortstop, but you make him a second baseman.
Well, why not? You can make him
no,
a shortstop.
No, he's a great shortstop. He's really good.
Then you trade Lindor.
Better than your current shortstop, Lindor.
Yeah, now I'm really getting off the menu. Trade Lindor as well. No. And now these guys are, you know, light offensive players, but you're going to upgrade your defense significantly. I like that idea. Not that I'm looking to, you know, rip the Rockies, the worst team in baseball, but at least you get good defenders. If you're going to take on Bryant's contract,
yeah,
I think you probably need more than that. No? I mean, I don't care how good defensively they are. Brenton Doyle, what's he? He's hitting 235.
15. Is that what he's at?
Yeah, OPS because, 6. By the way, you take away, you take them away from light hitting yeah.
in
second
Colorado.
Baseman.
Yeah.
In Colorado. Well, like McMahon. Right. McMahon.
Right. Well, he actually wasn't a light hitter there, though. He had hit with some pop
He had
there.
Some pop. I'm talking about the average. Yeah. He was never a high average guy.
And then you saw him come here, and he, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's
so what is
slow.
What does Brenton Doyle go? If he's 235, 15 homers, 655 OPS.
Now, how many steals, though? I mean, does other things. Like, that stuff matters. What's right. his on base? What's his steals?
On base. Does he bat better than Ray Ordonez does?
No.
On base, at least, is it 35, 36%?
Let me pull up his, probably not. His offensive numbers something. Here. Steals, yeah. 22, 30
right.
steals.
Okay.
His first year, 22. Yeah. Second year, 30. Last year, 18.
All right, so he can run. What's his on base? For his career. Is it at least, it's got to be 30-something. Please give me 33 at minimal. It's lower?
285.
That's Volpe's number.
285.
No,
no,
you
but
can't
you're getting,
do that.
And you're getting gold, yeah, he's like the Volpe of center fielders.
Yeah, you can't have a guy who's
you're
on base 28%
gold
of the time.
Defense.
Stop.
And Tovar, yeah.
You guys that desperate?
I love the idea. Well, they don't have a center fielder. I love the idea, though. That's,
so you are.
Forget that specific trade. But the well, how about Baez? We talked about this last year. We're trading Baez. I forgot I actually talked about it. Then Evan resent me something.
I don't think you would have talked about this for the Tigers, Baez?
No, I talked
to the outfield.
I talked about the Mets taking on his contract to get Skubal. This is like a year ago before Skubal was even on the market.
I got you.
So it would pertain now as well. Now, I mean, if you're the Mets, it's a rough sell with Baez. But if you take on Baez's contract, and he actually had a good year this year, at least half of the good season,
yeah.
You take on his contract, in part, should help you get Skubal. Anyway, it doesn't have to be that specific thing, but you get the idea.
This is along the lines of what you and I have talked a lot about with the Mets. They're going to have to be, and I think that they will, be very creative on the trade front. Everybody's talking about, well, sign this guy, sign that guy. Oh, that's great. I think the Mets are going to make a big mark on the trade front this year. I think Stearns is going, he knows that, and I think he will. And by the way, just to button this up with Bryant, Chris Bryant, I mean, I know there's other confounding baseball stories, guys that started well and just fizzled out. And I don't want to get too numbers oriented here, but you talk about a guy's first couple of years, wars of sixes and sevens. Dude, the last wars of seven, which led the league his second year. The last five, seven home runs, 22 ribbies, five home runs, 14 ribbies, two home runs, 15 ribbies.
It's a disaster.
What the hell happened to him?
Yeah, disastrous. Disaster.
What happened to him?
That's a mega bust. That's a Jason Bay type, but even worse.
Worse than Bay.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.